This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and today I am with Jessica Seat with Murphy Brown. Jessica, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, I should have said Dr. Jessica Seat. We are actually in Des Moines at an event for Swine Link. So how did you get involved in the swine industry?
I guess it started when I was in undergrad. I got more involved in kind of the swine production side of things, and then when I went to vet school, that's where I concentrated. It was more food animal with an interest in swine. I had some really great mentors and professors at Michigan State Veterinary School that really helped me kind of pursue that more. So
Jessica, did you grow up on a farm, or did you happen to move into the industry after you started school?
We grew up on a small farm, just really more of a hobby one, but my grandfather actually never let us have pigs. That was the one thing we couldn't have. So I would say my probably exposure was less than some, but I did have a little bit. And then once I did get to college, I got more into the agricultural side and showing pigs and being involved in those kind of activities. So
as a female in an industry that has predominantly been male-focused, although we're starting to see that shift, how have you found it? Have you found it to be, especially being from the South, sometimes you see some different perceptions. How has your entry into the industry been?
It's been pretty good. I have a great team of vets that I work with at Murphy Brown, and they've been extremely helpful. Yes, it does take a little time to, you know, get yourself situated in with older growers. Just, you know, a lot of growers will kind of have a set way that they want to do things, and I don't think it's necessarily that they're, you know, rather have a man in the position. It's just they want to do things how they've been doing it for the past 20 years. I wouldn't say it's easy for women to get into the production animal medicine, just because there are some limitations that I guess male veterinarians will kind of put in place. But as long as you work hard and you prove yourself, you can get that respect that you need. So,
how did you get involved in Swine Link? It's a network that BI has put together that focuses on women in vet medicine and swine medicine. How did you get involved in this network?
I've actually been involved with a few other pharmaceutical companies that offer also like a kind of a swine veterinarian for women meeting. And I love them because it's great for networking, to meet other women vet, to get ideas, bounce ideas off of each other. And so then when I heard about the BI one, I definitely wanted to come and see what they had to offer. And again, just getting to do the networking with other women practitioners across the U.S.
So what has been probably the most valuable part for you since you've been here in Des Moines?
I would definitely say getting to meet new women in the industry and just getting that networking, making connections, sharing ideas and experiences.
So what advice do you have for women who are currently in vet school who maybe haven't decided what specialty they want to go into, or maybe thinking about going into swine medicine?
I would definitely tell them to get out and get involved with either a veterinarian that's already in the industry right along, making sure that that's really what they want to do, to really get hands-on, because you won't really know. Vet school prepares you for so much, but then once you get into the job, there's so much you really didn't know, and you learn as you go. But definitely get a good mentor. And that's probably been the biggest help, so that, you know, if you have questions, you have someone you can go back to get some help with, or if they maybe can even direct you in a path that can help you out.
Great. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.